You're holding Daf Mem Zayin Omer Aleph. The Gemara starts off Tana Rabbanan. Went like this: Kiv Sayat Seres Ein Mekachin Es Alechem Ela B'Shchita. Feather on Shavuos, you have to bring the Shnei Kvosim with Sashlomim. They're Mekadosh the Lechem. How are they Mekadosh the Shtei Alechem? Only B'Shah Shchita. So the Bryce explains Ketzad. How's the case? Shochton L'Shmon. Let's say you shech the Shnei Kvosim L'Shmon L'Shem Mitzvah Kiv Sayat Seres. And also the Zorach Domin Lishmon, and then also you make this Rikas Adam of the Korban Lishmon, Lishem Kivsi Atzeres, is Kiddush Alechem. That's the best way, that's the Mitzvah Lechatchilo, the way you Mekadish Alechem. And then Rashi says, means it's Mutav Achilo. Then the Kahanim are allowed to eat the Shtei Alechem on Shavuos. What's going to be Shochtan Shle Lishmon? That's how the Shchita was done, not Lishem Kivsi Atzeres. And then also the Zorach Domin Shle Lishmon. They also made this week as Adam Shleil Lishmon. So Locher is Loi Kiddush Alechem. Lechem is not Kiddush. So Rashi says, the Mitzvah says, V'loi Tofes Pidyoinoi. Begdusha Shtei Alechem, Ela Begdusha Shah Kiddusha Salishcha. Well, the way the Shit is Gor, Shah Truma Salishcha, the Kitzah, the Lechem, does not have its Kiddusha. Therefore, Abad, it's not Mutav Achila. Since the Shchita and the Zrika was done, Shleil Lishmon. What's going to be though, Shochton Lishmon? Let's say they made the Shchit on the Shnei Kvosim Lishmon Lishem Kisvet Seretz. But Vizorak Domon Shle Lishmon, Pishtafta Zrika, that was done Shle Lishmon. So what's going to be the Lochom? So Lochom is it says in his Braisa that Halechem Kodush Vienna Kodush Divu Rebbe. That the Lechem has a little bit Kedusha, but not a complete amount of Kedusha. The Maya said there was a Shchit done Lishmo, so that was Mekadosh the Lechem. Just not completely, therefore it's called Kodesh V'Ena Kodesh. The Gemara will soon explain what exactly this means. We have Lezer Reb Shimon Eimer, L'yoylem Eina Kodesh, Ad Sheyishchat Lishmon, V'yizvach Domo Lishmon. Lezer Reb Shimon holds no, you need both to be Mekadosh Hashtei Alechem. And if you made just the Shchita Lishmon, but not the Zrika Lishmon, there's no Kedusha on the Shtei Alechem. Talmud Gemara says, my time with Rebbe, what's Rebbe's reasoning that he holds? The Bishah Shchita, the Shchita alone is Mekadosh Hashtei Alechem. You see the Pasuk says, V'sha'ayil Yasa Zevach Shlomim Lashem Afal HaMatzos. They're learning it out just by the Shlomim that a Nozir brings. That the Torah says the Shlomim is what's Mekadosh Hashtei HaMatzos. A Nozir has to bring two Matzos. So what's Mekadosh Hashtei Shlomim? And it says what? Zevach Shlomim. Mashma, the Shchita of the Shlomim is what's Mekadosh Hashtei HaMatzos. The same thing here by the Shtei Alechem, it's the Shchit of the Kivsi Yatzeretz, that's Mekadosh Shtei Alechem. So when the Lameimer, you want to tell me the Shchit of Mekadosha, that the Shchit is Mekadosh it. So this is the Svara of Rebbe. Now of Rebbe Lozer, Rebbe Shimon, what does he say? He yells, the Pasuk says, Yaseh. So the Pasuk means, as it says, V'esayil Yaseh. So it means, Ashi Yaseh Kol Asi Yosef. Until you do all the yasiyas, you have to do the shchit and the zrika, then you have a kedusha on the sal hamatzos. So the same thing, the kivsi atzeres, after you make the shchit and the zrika, then you first have the kedusha on the shtei halechem. For the more of Rebbe Nami Yaksiv Yasa, the pasuk also says Yasa. So why does it say just zevach? What about the word Yasa? So Rebbe holds like this: Iksiv zevach Yasa. The pasuk would have said zevach Yasa. It means like you're saying that it's only chal de kedusha if you make the whole korban, you have to make the zrik also. But hashtad the ksiv yase zevach. So you say pshan the pasuk is brama yase. How are you supposed to make this korban? What asiya puts the kedusha onto the lechem? So I tell you it's pesvicha. The shchita, that's what puts the kedusha onto the lechem. Now the Gemara asks the question: Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon, ayak ksiv zevach. Now according to you, just should have said the word yase. All the yasiyas, I the pasuk says the word zevach, the chorus mash, was something special about the shchita. Smor says yes. Umi boiler likud Rabbi Yochanan. The yom Rabbi Yochanan hakul moedim shetzarach sheyeh lechem b'shas shchita. Everybody holds agrees you have to have lechem b'shas shchita. The Rashi says afilu Reb Lezer the yom azurika ika, but moedim tzarach sheyeh lechem b'shas shchita. That avad the lechem has to be around b'shas shchita. Let's say after the shchita, before you made the zrika, that's when you first brought the lechem. So that's the chiddush of the pasuk. No, it's not chal the kedusha. Even though the ikar is the zrika, but avada the lechem has to be around b'shas shchita. So if according to Rabbi Shimon, that's the pasuk of Yaseh Zevach means, or you need all the Yaseis, you need the Zerika, but who adin, the Lechem has to be there also, B'Sha'as Zerika. Now the Gemara explains the Braisa. My Kodesh V'Yena Kodesh. What does it mean to say that it's Kodesh V'Yena Kodesh? That according to Rabbi, we made the Shechita Lishmon, just as Rika was done, Shalei Lishmon, so says Lachan, the Lechem is Kodesh V'Yena Kodesh. What does that mean to say? True, Rabbi holds the Shechita is what's Mekadeshit. So you saw what went wrong now, B'Sha'as you made the Zerika, Shalei Lishmon. So Abayi Yom Abayi says, Kodesh V'Yena Gomer. Means it's Kodesh. True, the Shechita gave it its Kedusha, but it didn't finish its Kedusha, V'Yena Gomer. And again, we'll soon see what that means. Rav Omer, Rav says, Kodesh V'Yena Nitter. Rashi says, means Lekahanim, that it's not Hutta for the Kahanim, Titish Tehalechim. Samar says, my Benayu, what's the difference between what Abayi said, that it's Kodesh V'Yena Kodesh, and what Rav says, that it's Eina Kodesh means, that it's not Nitter Lekahanim to eat? Samar says, Iki Benayu, Lemitfas Pidyonai, Nafkaminer is, could you be Pederit? It's like Rashi speaks out that the question, my Benayu is, that Avad according to Abaya, since it's not Gomer, it's Kedusha, Avad is not Nitter either, Avad the Kahanim cannot eat it. So according to both, Abaya Barov, the Kahanim cannot eat the Shtelechem, so my Nafkaminer, whether it's called Kodush, Vienna Kodush, that it means Vienna Gomer, or it means it's Eina Nitter. So now the Gemara says, Iki Benayu, Lemitfas Pidyonai. Let's say now the Shtel Lechem, you want to be Pederit. What type of Kedusha goes on the money that you're taking off now for a pigeon of the Shtel Lechem? La Abaya, according to Abaya, Loitofes Pidyonai. It does not have a Kedusha Shtel Lechem on it. It just has Kedusha on the Shtel, on the money. The Rashi says, Rimrotza Mishana Mois, Lashaka Bonasibur. If you want to, with this money, you could buy any Korban Sibur you want. So the Rabbi says it's Kodesh, V'yena Kodesh means it's not Chal the complete Kedushas, Shtel Lechem on it. So therefore when you play there with the money, you can do it and buy any Korban Sibur you want with the money. But L'Rava, Tofes Pidyonai. But according to Rava, no, it's like a Chal. He holds his Kodesh Gomer, so therefore it's Tofes Pidyonai, and it's like a V'yotzel Chulin. The only thing is, Eina Kodesh just means there's no Heta for the Kanam Tidit. The Rechman with the Kedusha is called the Kedusha of a Shtei Lechem on it, and therefore it could be Poydirit, and it's Yos Lechulin, and the money has the Kedusha's Shtei Lechem on it. Sumora says, Bishlei Mele Rav, it's good according to Rav, Vahayno Diiko, Bein Rebbe, the Rebbe Lezer Rebbe Shimon. That's why the difference between Rebbe and Rebbe Lezer Rebbe Shimon, that according to Rebbe it's called Kodesh V'Yena Kodesh, which means that the Kedusha is Nigmar, and it's Tafas Pidyonai. But according to Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, that he holds no, the Kedusha is only Chal completely with the Zerika. So the Zerika was done Shalei Lishmon, it's Taka not Chal the Kedusha on it, it's not Tofes Pidyonai. So therefore it's good, there's a difference between the way Rabbi learns and Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon. Elul Abaya, according to Abaya, that he says, even according to Rabbi, that it's the Shechit that makes the Kedusha. But since the Zerika was done Shalei Lishmon, it's still Kodesh V'yena Kodesh, which means it's not Goma the Kedusha, that you cannot be Tofes Pidyonai. It is so, Ma'ika ben Rebbe, the Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Shimon. What should be the difference? According to Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Shimon, also it's the same thing. That the Shasta Shechita Avad is some Kedusha Schal, it's just not Kodesh completely, so it's not Tofes Pidyonai. So there's no difference between Rebbe and Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Shimon. Samora says, yes, Ika, but now the difference would be, we have Suma B'yaitzai, that it have the Kedusha on it, that I should have a psul yaitzei. According to Rebbe, it's like a chalak kedusha on the shtei lechem. Even though the kedusha is not gomar, and you cannot be tofas pidyonai, but our kolponim, if you take the lechem outside the base of Migdish, there'll be a psul of yaitzei on it. Mashenka, according to the blessing of Rebbe Shimon, the pshat is the kedusha is not chal at all on it yet. And therefore, if you take it outside, there'll be no psul yaitzei. But Rashi said that according to Rebbe, it's chal already psul kedushas eschal kedushas aguf on it. Therefore, there'll be psul yaitzei, and therefore, will not be kosher if you shech the kvasim on it anymore, or even if you shech other kvasim on it. Mashenka, according to Reb Lezer, it's lemifsul yaitzei. Rashi says shelo yord the lo kedushas aguf el kedushas damin. Since you did not make this zrika lishmo, there's no kedushas aguf chal. It's only kedushas damin. And therefore, it has no psul yoytze. So that'll be enough, Kamina. Now the Gemara Taka says, Boyi minei Rab Shmuel bar Rab Yitzchem Rab Chiyah bar Abba. He asked the Mishal like this, Kivsi Yatzeres, the two kvasim that are brought on Shavuos, Sheshochton Lishmon, they made the Shechita Taka Lishmon L'Shem Kivsi Yatzeres, V'Zorach Domen Shleil Lishmon, but then they made the Zrikas Adam Shleil Lishmon. So Oisa HaLechem Ma'o Bachilo. They asked the Shiloh, this Lechem, that the Shtei HaLechem, that the Shechita was done Lishmon, but the Zrika was done Shleil Lishmon, can you eat, could the Hakanim eat the Shtei HaLechem or not? Samara says, what's Yishala? Liba the man, who he is according to? Iya Liba the Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon, who am I Zeriki, the Mekacho? So Pshiti can't eat it yet. According to Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon, what gives it its Kedusha means what's matter with Bachilo, about it's the Zerika. So since here the Zerika was done, Shalom Lishmon, so Pshiti can't eat it. And Iya Liba the Rebbe, if you want to say the Shalom was according to Rebbe Shita, that Rebbe holds Mikir Adin, the Shchita is what's Mekadashit, but still we had before already that Bein Li Abaye, Bein Li Rava is Kodesh V'yein Nitru, that both Abaye and Rava both hold that even though it has a Mikzas Kedusha, that Koponim Shit, it's not Chal Dehet of Yachilo. So, so for sure, you cannot eat the Lechem, so what's Yishailo? So where it says, Eilu rather, my Shailo was, Aliba Dai Tana, here's the Shailo according to this Tana. Titoni Avuad Rabbi Yirmiya Bar Abba, that Avuad Rabbi Yirmiya Bar Abba learned like this, that Shtei HaLechem Shiyotsu, Bein Shchitul Zrikom. What's going to be have the Shtei HaLechem that went out Shiyotsu Bein Shchitul Zrikom after you made the Shchit on the Shnei Kvosim? Now somebody took the Shtei HaLechem outside the Beis HaMikdash before you made the Zrikom. The Zorak Adomim Shel Kvosim Chutz Lizmanon, and then B'Shachta made the Zrikom. He had a mind to make Shabbos Pigul. They had a mind to make the Zrika Manas teeth from the Bosa. Tomorrow, Chutz Lizmanon, so it's Chal Pigul upon the Bosa, upon the Korban. The Shail is it Chal Pigul upon the Shtei HaLechem Manat. So Rabbi Lezer Weimer, Ein B'Lechem Ishim Pigul. No, since the Lechem was outside, it was a Psul Yoytze Chal upon the Lechem, therefore Pigul is not Chal upon the Lechem. But Rabbi Kivu Weimer, no, Yesh B'Lechem Ishim Pigul, that the Zrika Lamais helps, that it's Chal Nisa Pigul upon the Lechem. So it could be the Habamina is that there's no Issa Pigul, the Pshat is that the Zrika has nothing to do at all with the Shtei HaLechem. What's matter it is the Shchita, that's all. So if the Shchita alone is matter it, maybe be Mutzav Achila also. So that was the Shal according to this Man Dioma that says Pigul is not Chal upon the Shtei HaLechem. In other words, that once you made the Shchita, that's what's matter the Shtei HaLechem. Not the Zrika. The Zrika will not be Milo, Murid upon the Shtei HaLechem. So Morris says, no. Omer Rav Sheshes, Hani Tanoi Krebi Svirlu. It could be both of these Tanoim hold like Rebbe, that really the Shchita is Mekadesh the Shtei HaLechem. The Yamri Shchita Mekadesho. So what's the Machlekes then, if it's Chal Pigul or not upon the Bos, upon the Lechem? Mi Reb Lezla Taim in the Yomar, and Zerika Mielis Liyotzei, the Pshat is that Chal HaKadusha Saguf on the Lechem. So therefore, we take the Lechem outside, it's like a Chal Apsu Yotzei. So now the Shailah is, does a Zerika help at all on Apsu Yotzei? If we have a Kiva the Taim, eh? The Kiva goes according to his time, the Yomar, he says, yes, Zerika is Mielis Liyotzei. That's the Machlekes over here. Reb Lezer holds, Ein Zrika is not Meil Yetzei. That's why it's not Chal Pigul over here. Because it's a Psu Yetzei. But otherwise, it could be a Vada the Zrika does help still for the Lechem, because the Zrika is Mata the Lechem. So you saw if the Zrika is still Mata the Lechem, why isn't it Chal Pigul? That's the Locha, because since it's Chal already Psu Yetzei on the Shtei Lechem, Zrika does not help on the Psu Yetzei. And if Kiva holds no, the Yama Zrika is Meil Yetzei. There's none we learned. A Muri Kotchim Kalim. He had the Mura of a Karm Shlomim. She also made Zerika's Domim. It had a Psul Yetzai before you made Zerika's Domim. But usually these Murim is supposed to burn on the Mizbeah. But before you made Zerika's Adam, you went in and took it outside. So that's a Psul Yetzai. So now the Mother Machlekes says, Reb Lezer Weimer, Ein Meilim Behem. That even if you go and make a Zerika, the Zerika does not help. Because still there's no Isamila. Rashi learns the way Milo Luach Zrika, Zrika doesn't help to say which chelik is supposed to go to Gvoya. Because by Emur, by Kotchim Kalim, it's not Chalam Nisa Milo until after you make the Zrika. Then it's Hufru, like which part of it is supposed to be burnt, and that part is supposed to be Kotchel Hashem that has Milo. But over here, the Zrika does not help for this Emurim, therefore there's no Milo on it. And Uadin, Vien Chayav Malayim, Mishon Pigol, so Bekitsa, the Zrika does not help on the Psul of this Yaitse. And therefore the Zrika cannot put Pigul into it. and the Adim nice to the Tomei, there would not be any Yisra Neisar or Tomei on this piece of meat, since it already has a psul of Yotzei. We have the Kibra, and the Kibra says no, Neilim Ben, yes, that the Zerika helps, even though there's a psul Yotzei on the Imurim Kachim Kalim. It's called the Zerika, happen to it right now, and therefore there would be an Yisra Mila. The Sam of the Imanu, Avila Yerdu, so it has Shechas to the Mizbeach, therefore there'd be an Yisra Mila on it. And the Adim, Chayovim Alei Mishum Pigol, we make a Zerika, the Zerika helps to be Kaveh Pigol in this, in the Imurim. And Uadin for Neisa Vitamei, there will also be a Psul Neisa Vitamei. So kids, that's the Machlokes, we have Lez and Rabbi Kiva on the Psul Yotzei. Is it a Zaitik of Psul, but the Iker Adin, the Zerika helps, the Tumah and the Neisa is Chal, or else no, it's called the Iker Psul, the Zerika does not help on it. So then our Shana now is like this. So what it says, the Shana is, that need is Zerika's Pigol, Kobol Alechem, the pigol biyotzei kibosam. So Rashi explains the shalu is a libid Rabbi Kiva. They said that a zrika on the yotzei is moil. Says so, just like we see over here, that this zrika, even though it's a zrika psula really, because it's on a yotzei, still it's kaveh that didn't pickle upon the lechem. Says so, maybe this verse should be that a zrika shleil lishmo nami shargel el lechem. So when you make a zrika on the shnei kvosim shloi lishmo, but I call upon him the zrika is considered the zrika in the lechem. Just like the zrika by psula makes pigul in the lechem, to see the zrika like helps for the lechem, so then here also, the zrika here, even though it was done shloi lishmo, it's matad lechem b'yachila. Now this shtei lechem, again, the shchita was done lishmon, and now b'shah zrika you're doing the shloi lishmon, but maybe still the zrika could still help in the lechem, and therefore the lechem becomes muta b'achila. I do it, maybe no. Lechum ramrinan. When do we say this svara? That even though the zrika is a zrika psula, still it helps. That's only lechumra to be kaveya adin pigul in the lechem. So even though the zrika is on a psul yaitzei, still we say it's kaveya the psul pigul in the lechem. But maybe lechumra ramrinan. But over here that the zrika of shemer lishmo should help enough to be matir the lechem b'achila, maybe that you don't say it. So that was the shayla. By Zerika shlo lishmo libud Rabbi Kiva, this is what Rabbi Shmo Rabbi Yitzchak had a shayla. Does this Zerika help even lekula, or maybe no? Maybe Rabbi Kiva only says lechumra and not lekula. So Morris says, maskev lo rapopo. He asked the question back. Maskev lo rapopo mimai. Who told you the chiyisnayu avroy pligi? Who said the machlokes before was? When you make the Zerika, that the Emurim is outside, it's still Yotzei, and the Shailu is if the Zerika helps on Yotzei or not. Dilma maybe be this Nayu Afroi, Kuliamole, Pligidi, and Zerika, Morelisli Yotzei. Maybe not. So Rashi explains that by the Lechem, could be everybody agrees, the Kozman Lechem is outside, Avada the Zerika is not Kavei any Dinam on the Lechem. When the Lechem is outside, it has a Psul Yotzei on it, and it's outside, Avada the Zerika of the Kvosim is not Kaveh and not Pigul, and Avada would not be Matad Lechem Bachilur either. Where is the Machlokes? Uvahodar Alinu Pligi, where you later brought the Shtei Lechem back inside again. Through Reb Lezer, Sobolok Rebbe. Reb Lezer was like Rebbe. The Yom HaShchita Mekacha, that what gave the Kedusha and Shtei Lechem the first Shchita? Is so v'yislu b'yotzei. So when it went outside, it had a psul yotzei. See, when they bring it back again, still it does not help. For Rabbi Kiva, though, that says yes, that the Zerika helps on Yotzei, maybe Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, the Yom HaShchita Loi Mekachem, that the Shchita of the Kfosim alone is not Mekachem Shashtei Alechem, you have to come on to the Zerika Zadam also. It's Sov Lemifs Lebi Yotzei. Therefore, when the Lechem went outside, it didn't have a Psul Yotzei, it didn't have a Kedusha Saguf yet. And therefore, now when you bring it back in again, there's nothing wrong with the Lechem. So maybe that's why the Zerika helps on it. But then Echnami calls the man that's outside, maybe everybody holds the Zerika would not help. So therefore, Avad the Zerika Shlel Lishmo would not be matter the Lechem B'Achila. So Mora says, no, back to Papa. Hi, my, what's going on here? I Yamri, if you tell me B'Shleima, Rabbi Akiva, K'Rebbe Srilei, that Rabbi Akiva holds like Rabbi Shita. To Yamri, then what does Rabbi say? Shchita Mekachalu. That yes, as soon as you make the Shchita on the Shnei Kvosim, that's Mekadosh to Lechem. Lechem has no Kedusha Saguf. And therefore, if you take the Lechem outside, there is a Psul Yotzei. And still Rabbi Kiva says, this Rika helps, is Hainu the Kama Rabbi Kiva, the Kotchalo Beshchitom, that the Shchita gave Kedush to Shtei Lechem, the Yasa Zrika, Kovale Bepigel. Therefore it's good that the Zrika now can make it in Pigel upon the Lechem. But Ela, but, Iyamat, if you want to tell me, Kreb Lezer Rabbi Shimon, Svirlei, that the Kiva holds like Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Shimon. And you're telling me now that the lechem did not have a kedusha saguf with the shchit alone. And then if you're telling me when it went outside there was no psul yetzichal, the yom that you're telling me, yod zvicha, loy mekachom, that zvicha is not mekarash to shtei lechem. If so then, zvicha's pigul be mekacho, how could you say that it would make a zvicha with a machsheves pigul, that should make a kedusha? How could that make a kedusha in the shtei lechem? Rav Rashi says, the mikveh be pigul. If it wasn't Kaddish before, Sabshit would not be Chal Pigul now. I've Omer Rav Gid Lama Rav, Zrikas Pigul, Einu Mevila De Mila, Vienu Maitsimu De Mila. That if you make a Zrika with a Machshavas Pigul, it doesn't bring Mila, it doesn't take away Mila. The Memor explains what they mean to say, Einu Mevila De Pigul, that a Zrikas Pigul does not bring the milam, is any milam, the milam means bemure kachim kalam. By kachim kalam, we said there's no wisdom milam. But the left is rika, then it's mavuyur, which chelek is going to be burnt on the mizbeach, the emurim. It first had this wisdom milam after zrika. But if this rika was done with a machshavas pigol, it does not make the emurim, does not give it a wisdom milam. On emure kachim kalam, it does not receive a wisdom milam if this rika was done by pigol. And who adin Vienna might see him with a Mila, this Rika that's done with a Machshavas Pigel cannot take off Mila. That means Bibosar Kotche Kotchim. Of a Gregor Kotche Kotchim, then we say Lechatchila, there's an Issa Mila upon the whole Korban. Only after Zrika, that there we say the Bosar becomes Mutabachilam, then the Issa Mila goes off the Bosar. But again, if you made this Rika with a Machshavas Pigel, that the Heter does not Chal, therefore, the Yisamilo does not go off the Yavosa. So here you see that a Machshavas Pigol cannot shav dinim on the carbon. So here also the Machshavas Pigol, the Zrika, cannot give a Kedusha to the Lechem. So Mar says, no, it is not a Kasha. La Visusat Rav Gidl, in the Gemara and Mila, we already shlugged up Rav Gidl. So therefore, our first Shiloh remains a good Shiloh. We made the Shchitas on the Kvosim Lishmon, and the Zrika was done Shlal Lishmon, is the Lechem Mutav Achila. That's a good Shiloh, we don't have a Pshitas. Again, I'll leave with the Rebbe Kiva that says the Zrika is Moil on Yotzei, so Adin, maybe Zrika Shlal Lishmon, would also be Mata the Boss of the Lechem Be Achila. Of the Shtel Lechem. So that's still a Shiloh. Omarav, Boi Menei Rebbe Yimim Rebbe Zera. The Jabiyumi is a shalot from Reb Zeira. Kiv Seyat Seres, this Kiv Seyat Seres, Sheshochaton Lishmon, the Shchita was done Taka Lishmon, but we Ovad HaLechem, and then they lost the Lechem. So, Mao Sheyizuku, Domen Shlo Lishmon, or you're allowed to make us Rika Saddam now Shlo Lishmon, Lahat the Boss of Achilo, to be Mata the Boss of Achilo. In other words, we had the Gemara before, that the Kiv Seyat Seres, Shehuskuku, Zelazim, that if Vishash Shchita you had the Shnei Lechem, so now it's Hukfa Zelazer that you cannot bring, you cannot be Yotza the Kivsi Atzeres without having the Shnei Lechem around. So here Vishash Shchita you had it all around, but then before you made the Zrik it was Obad HaLechem. So who now so the Kivsi Atzeres cannot be brought Lishmon, there can't be Yotza anymore, the Din of Kivsi Atzeres, it's missing its Lechem. So Shalur is, can you make a Zrik Atzadam now, Shalur Lishmon? So you're not doing it l'shem kivsi atzeres. So therefore, kolpon and maybe lahat the boss of achila is like a korban shlamim that was brought shalei l'shmon. That the lachri is the korban is kosher. He just brought yotzi decha bosai. Someone said back to him, yesh lechodover shein a kosher l'shmoi. Is there any type of a korban that's not kosher? We bring it l'shmoi. Like here, telling me now this kivsi atzeres, it's not kosher l'shmoi because it's missing its lechem. The kosher shleil lishmoi, could the korban then be kosher if you make a zrika shleil lishmoi? It's not mistavro. If a zrika lishmoi is not matter the korban, so a zrika shleil lishmoi for sure should not be matter the korban. So most is that true v'loi for a pesach koydim chatzos, a korban pesach before chatzos. tiyena kosher l'shmoi. You're not allowed to bring this korban l'shem kochim l'shem pesach. It's not the zman yet. But for kosher shlo l'shmoi, if you bring it l'shem shlomim, it's kosher. So you see, even though l'shmoi is posel, but shlo l'shmoi is kosher. So Mor says, no, there is no proof. Hokikah minam. Yesh l'chodobre, is there any such a thing? Sheniru l'shmoi, that the korban was fit already to be brought l'shmoi. Like these shnei kvosim. L'chatchilu b'shah shchiti, you have the shtei alechem there. So it was hukfah to be brought l'shmoi. V'nitchem l'shmoi. And now when you lose the shtei alechem, now the kisfeh tes becomes nitcha, can't be brought l'shmoi. V'yena kosher l'shmoi. And now it's not kosher l'shmoi. V'kosher shloi l'shmoi. You want to say that if you make the zrika shloi l'shmoi, the korban would be kosher, then we don't find anything. The once it was hukfah to be brought l'shmoi. Once it's nitcha, maybe you cannot bring it anymore shlo l'shmoi. So Mor says, no, v'loi, is it not true you can't do this? But right, Pesach, achach zmanoi. A korban Pesach that was left over till after Pesach. V'shah yemois hashana. That what? That if you do it l'shmoi then, it's possible. It's not the zman korban Pesach. But shlo l'shmoi is kosher. Even though that korban was already hukfah l'shmoi. So Mor says, okay, korban, this is what I meant to say. Yesh l'chadov, do you ever find such a thing? She'niru l'shmoi, that it was fit to be brought l'shmoi, like these kifsi atzeres. And v'nishchat l'shmoi, that's the chiddush over here. Yivin made the shchit l'shmoi also over here. And then v'nitchim l'shmoi, then it was pushed off from the l'shmoi, because now you lost the lechem. V'yena kosher l'shmoi, it's not fit to be brought l'shmoi anymore. For kosher shalom l'shmoi, would it be kosher now to finish it off, to make this week a shalom l'shmoi, but it doesn't make any sense. So Mor says, no, v'loi, is it not true? V'arei toida, we had before by a toida. That even if the shechita was done, l'shem a toida, then you lost the lechem. So the eitzer is to bring the toida, shalei l'shemoi, bring it l'shem shlomim. So Mor says, no, shani toida, toida is different. The rachmona kar yishlomim. Yeah, that's all part of the korban. That a toida has it in shlomim to it. So when you could bring a b'toras toida, when you have the lechem, are very good. But the mokim, you lose the lechem, the Torah calls it a shlomim. So together, even though it's a shalei l'shmoi of the Torah, but it's not a real shalei l'shmoi of the korban, it's still called the korban shlomim, therefore it's kosher. But over here, that it's called the kifsei atzeres, and you made the shechita l'shmoi, and after the shechita, now you lost the lechem, so now you can't bring it anymore l'shmoi, avada they hold, who are then, you can't bring a shalei l'shmoi either. Therefore, you can't do anything with this korban, just rather you have to let it. It'll be toyin sreifim. You have to leave it to libet zerosai, and then it'll be toyin sreifim. Now, I think we'll just make a first chazor of this blot. This is a shver blot. We'll just make a first chazor. Again, the blot started off again, the memzayim, the machlekes, that kivsi atzeres, and that's mekadosh to lechem. So, Vada, the way you're supposed to do it is, b'shas the shchit and the zrik, with don lishmo, that gives the kedusha to shtei lechem. The shalom was of Yoni made the shchit to lishmo, and then the zrik was done shloi lishmo. So how is the machlokes Rebbe and the Blessed Reb Shimon that Rebbe held that the Shechita is Mekadesh Shtei Lechem and therefore has a Kedushas Aguf, and if there be a Psul Yotzei, if the Lechem would go outside now even before this Riko or even after this Riko Shlo Lishmo, there would be a Psul Yotzei on the Shtei Lechem. Whereas the Blessed Reb Shimon holds no, that the Kedusha is not Chal completely a Kedushas Aguf upon the Shtei Lechem until after this Riko. See that the Zrika was done Shlo Lishmo, it's not Chalak Dushas Aguf on the Shtei Lechem, and therefore if it would go outside, there would not be a Psul Yotzei. But according to Blessed Reb Shimon, he could be Paiderit. And according to Rebbe, that was the Machlekes Sabayi Barova, if you could be Paiderit or you can't be Paiderit. One Pshat according to Rebbe was, yes, it's Chal the Kedusha that you could be Paiderit. The other Pshat was, no, it's Kaddish Ve'en Kaddish, that it's not Chal the Kedusha completely, you cannot be Paiderit, tough as Pidyonai. Then the Gemara declared the Shaila, what's going to be in the case where you made the Shechita Lishmo, and then the Zerika of the Kisya says was done Shalei Lishmo, what's the Lacha on the Lechem, the Shtei Lechem is a Mutav Achila. The Gemara came out, well, we just learned that according to Rebbe, according to Lezer Rebbe Shimon, it's not Mutav Achila. The Gemara came out that the Shaila was, Ali B'di Rebbe Kiva, that the Kiva holds, and the case where there's already a Psul Yotzei, Chal upon the Bosor, or chal upon the lechem, the shtei lechem, or, and then you make a zrika with a machsheves pigel. Is it chal pigel in the emurim, or is it chal pigel in the lechem? So the shayla was that according to Rabbi Kiva, that you see even a zrika of pigel, tuzoif, does something to the basar, does something to the lechem, so maybe here also, azrika shalei lishmo, maybe could also be mata the shtei lechem de'achila. So that was the Gemara Shaila, according to Rabbi Kiva, what is, again, you made the shechita lishmo, just as rika was done shalei lishmo, so is this rika enough to be mata the lechem de'achila? That was the Shaila in the Gemara. Because Rabbi Kiva only said that the zrika helps to make pigul chumra, or do we say no, the zrika even helps the kula to be mat of the lechem b'achila? That was a good shayla. And this the Gemara said, the Papi has the shayla, who said that was a pshat Rabbi Kiva? Mm-hmm. Maybe Rabbi Kiva agrees that the zrika does not help on yotzei, and the whole machlekes was there so yotzei or not? Sedecham, the Gemara blames with the Papi as the shayla. But the first shayla is also shayla. Does the zrika help to be mat with the basa b'achila? The Kuntra Papa, there's no shalom altogether. Without a Kuntra Papa, there was a shalom in the Gemara. And then the last shalom of the Gemara was when you have the Kivsi Atzeres, that you made the Shechita Lishmon. So already, Huskuku Zelazir. And then you lost the Lechem. So now, Pasha, to come to Maskonar is, with this Korban, the Kivsi Atzeres, you can't do anything with it. You cannot bring it Shle Lishmo, and Lishmo about its Pesel, since you lost the Lechem, therefore there's no Eitzah with this Korban. All right, turn over. We'll do the next daf on the next side.